Good morning. Right now it is 43 degrees, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock right here on Palmetto Mornings. Glad to have you with us. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Hello to our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live.
Tis the reason for the season, is it not? Let us never forget that. And, of course, joining us this morning, we've got some fantastic news that you're going to want to hear, not only for yourself, but for your family. We have Pastor Jay Rebsamen and Todd Hirschberger joining us from your church. And
West
I have
End.
It West End, right there, West End, okay? And you guys are doing something special this year that you have not done before. Who would like to frame it up? One person needs to frame it, and then the idea person needs to explain it.
Yeah, so good morning, everybody. It's good to see you. Good to see you all today. Todd came to me back in August and said, hey, let's do a drive-through nativity. And I'm like, what? Sure. And whatever we need to do, right, during Christmas. Our town absolutely loves Christmas, everything about it. And so from there, it just began to morph into ideas, and it just really began to take off. So why don't you just explain, Todd, what, you know, just the premise, the idea around it.
Right. So we do, I'm over students and children at our church, and we have vacation Bible schools and camps and mission trips, and there's a lot of things that students are involved in, and we have adults that serve things. So we got done with vacation Bible school, and everybody's like, man, we love serving. We love doing this, love doing that. We need something else. And so I just started dreaming, thinking through it, and we came up with this idea. And so that was in August, and here we are in December. And so basically it's a 10-scene drive-through live nativity. You'll enter our campus on Meadow Lakes Road. We're at the corner of Meadow Lakes and McConnell's Highway. You'll enter in Meadow Lakes Road, and you'll be directed to what we're calling the holding tank, where a greeter will help you get onto our narration. It's just a link that you'll pull up onto your phone, and you'll listen to it. And you'll start it and pause it as you go through the whole 10 scenes. We have about 150, 160 volunteers. As I said, I've been telling people we have sheep, goats, and donkeys, and camels.
Wait, and what kind of animals do you have?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Oopsies.
So sheep, goats.
All morning long.
Yes. She just couldn't comprehend
whatever.
That.
And so we have all those animals.
Real animals.
Okay. Plus middle school boys.
That's
your real animal. So when you get to the shepherd scene, and it's a little unruly with all the guys in their little brown outfits, that's where my middle school guys are.
Fantastic.
So just, so that's going to be interesting.
All right, so it's at West End Baptist Church presents this drive-through nativity scene. It is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, December the 17th, 18th, and 19th. The dates or the times are from 6 to 9 on that Sunday. The 19th is from 5:30 to 7:30. Pastor Jay, we do know that this is one way to explain the reason for the season, as Patty said. And we also know this is a time where people who normally do not go to church usually want to hear the story of, you know, our Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
And so this is a way to reach folks. What do you want to say to folks that still might be a little apprehensive, that they want to experience it, but they don't want to feel maybe guilty that they don't go to church all the time?
Yeah, this is one of the things that we say in our church, that it's a judgment-free zone. So we are all about grace. We love people when they least expect it. And so there is not going to be, this is not a bait and switch. Like, we just want to start in Isaiah when it was prophesied 400 years before Christ came into this world. We start there, and we take people all the way through to the cross and to the empty tomb. So this is an opportunity for everyone in our county, per se, just to be able to come and see the gospel presented in a beautiful, amazing way, and to be inspired, and also hopefully to, you know, what is it that we can do differently? The question may come of what can we do differently in our lives as we move forward into the new year.
This is fantastic. And you have your, so it's, you drive, you have your phone with you in the
correct
car. You can download a link.
That is correct.
And you will hear the story told.
A narration of about 11 to 12 minutes.
I love it.
And hey, if people are still using flip phones, right? Because there are some that do. At the end of the day, that's great. There's still going to be signs that are going to explain at each scene passages of scripture, and they can, you know, connect the dots to be able to understand what the scene is about. And it's going to be fun.
Todd, I can only imagine just, gosh, what boost of energy it's continued to give those at West End, because you have people building the sets, then you have the actors. I mean, it really promotes that cooperation and that teamwork.
Yeah, it's been great. We've got four-year-old kids all the way to, we've had, you know, a lot of ladies hemming costumes and seamstresses, and they've just been busy at it, and I've learned a lot about tulle and all these different things that are,
and ruching,
yeah, whatever all that is, but I have no clue. So yeah, it's just, it's been great because our entire church family's been engaged and involved. Wow. It's not just a certain age bracket, and so for all this to come to fruition next weekend, and as our community comes through, we're so excited to see it happen. And so we're looking forward to it, and it looks like it's going to be phenomenal weather, which we've been praying for that for a while, and so we're really excited about next weekend.
If someone wants to give a donation, is there a place where they can donate something?
At the very end.
Okay.
At the very end, we'll be able to do that, and we're still working out technology that if they don't, like for us that don't really use cash, mm-hmm. we'll be able to give that, but that is so not the,
not the, not that is even so the not, point
not,
of it.
Not the point. Again, we just want to be able to come together as a church mm-hmm. to give back to our community and let them know that there yes. is hope that is found in Jesus Christ.
And let's be honest, some people might test the waters this way versus coming through the doors of a church.
Absolutely.
They might feel more comfortable at least getting the feel of everything here. And then a couple of weeks to maybe months later, or it could be days, then they say, well, let's learn more about this. And that's what you've done. You plant the seeds. But to your point, it's not to have them experience and then at the end upsell them. And it's like, well, we hope to see you next Sunday. If you do, great. If not, it's just to tell the story.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So again, this is a drive-through. This isn't a walk-through.
Perfect.
This is drive-through. We don't really, because of how it is set up, we don't give people the option to walk through because of just the space that we have. So you stay in your car and just follow the red lights.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, congratulations. Right. A labor of love for sure. Again, West End Baptist Church presents this drive-through nativity scene. It's next weekend, Friday, December the 17th, 6 to 9, Saturday, December the 18th, 6 to 9, Sunday, December 19th, 5:30 to 7:30, and you begin on Meadow Lakes Road, correct?
Yep. That is correct. The entrance closest to Meadow Lake Subdivision, and then our team will bring you through, and the rest is really history.
And all this information we just read is on the West End Baptist Church Facebook page, and you can learn more there. Pastor Jay and Todd, thank you all so much, and congratulations to the 160 actors?
Plus.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's your church, alive and well.
Yes,
doing
indeed.
Great things.